After a failed attempt to assert the authority of union workers who sometimes think they own, not work for, government, Regina's back where it started from. The voters soundly rejected a bid to foist $60 million in additional expenses on the citizens of the city, so the original plan is back in place. Ottawa will pay for part of Regina's new sewage treatment plant. The losing side's attempt to portray the P3 model as some sort of sinister right-wing plot designed to undermine public ownership of infrastructure assets was handily dismissed by the electorate, who saw the real story for what it is, a civic service funded by two levels of government. Clearly, the folks of Regina want some of that federal money, so they don't have to shell out $60 million more from their own pockets. In the end, this vote was about self-interest. The union sponsoring the Yes Side put its wants ahead of the people they serve, taxpayers, who had the last word, and they made their feelings clear about that idea, very clear. I'm Paul Martin.